Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the...
So we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Welcome back, Hamzy.
Thank you, Emma.
I feel like you're not officially seated and comfortable yet.
I did the stupid thing of wearing like boots with heels, so that means I will never be comfortable. I'll look fabulous, even if you can't see me.
Well, okay, well... This feels like a very, very anticlimactic start to this podcast. I feel very chill. Welcome back if you're listening for the first time or the 62th time. Thank you for joining us once again. If you don't know who we are the Boredom in Quarantine podcast. That's the shortened version of the name you just heard. And we talk about all things entertainment, usually with the help of our friend the Random Word Generator. But we got a little fed up with him recently. So now we've moved on to the classic thesaurus.
Yes, good old Collins English thesaurus.
That Sarah can't say.
Thesaurus. Thesaurus.
Like dinosaurus.
But with a the. It's like thesaurus. Ba-dum-bum-psh.
All right. Flick those pages. Let's find out. Let's get a word.
I'm sorry. I don't have a song for this.
No, you need to start thinking of a song
flick,
for
it. Flick those pages. flick those pages of the thesaurus now.
Okay, stop. Stop. That's... Oh, I meant just your singing, but that'll do. Stop. Well, come on. It's gone silent.
Element.
Element.
It's so generic. I mean, it's...
What's the definition?
It's a noun to start with.
Great.
So one of the key elements of the UN's peace plan. That's the example. So equals component. Then there's the other one, which is weather. Like a weather element.
Uh-huh. Sounds fun.
So like, Corylimbus nimbus? I have no clue what... The clouds. That's a weather element, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, but what's that?
Nimbus. Cumulus nimbus. There we go.
How are we going to talk about cumulus nimbus?
I mean, have you ever thought that the Nimbus 2000 has a cloud name in it?
No, I had not, but now you mention it, that is quite cool.
Yeah, in case you haven't watched any of the Harry Potter movies.
Watched.
Or read the books.
Read the books should be first, Tamsy.
Désolé. it's Harry Potter's very fast broomstick, which is used for the game Quidditch.
Yes, it is. And Nimbus 2000. Yeah, it is named after. I mean, J.K. Rowling really thought of everything, didn't she? I feel like everything is kind of interlinked and named cleverly. And
yeah. I mean, now I can appreciate it, but I will admit this on...
Oh, dear.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't know if I want you to admit it. What are you going to admit?
That I read up to the third book and then I stopped reading it.
I don't know how you stopped reading, like, halfway through. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I think, you know, some 15 years later, I think I have the answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm excited.
I had a surprising revelation after reading my, I don't know, 10th book of, no, probably a lot more, probably like 50th book of high fantasy novels. And I think what was peeving me was it wasn't high fantasy enough. It was too attached to the human world, in my opinion, at that time. Which is ridiculous, I know.
What a shitty reason to stop reading. It's such a good book.
It made me feel like, I was reading, I was like, oh, it could be so much more. It could, like, I want more.
Okay,
guess
so what did you want more of? That's my big
more
question.
More fantasy.
So like what? How could you make Harry Potter better? Come on, Hamzy.
Oh, well, no, I cannot say that. As a kid, yeah. I was craving more fantasy.
Okay.
Right? It's like.
You didn't want to be at school.
Basically.
Yeah, that's understandable, I suppose.
Me. Yeah, school and the family and I can't tell what it was particularly. I just remember kind of reading like the fantasy parts and going like, that's cool, give me more.
Okay.
And it was never enough. So I think I was just starved.
Starved for fantasy.
Even though now that I look back at it and, you know, having...
I feel like if you read it again, like I feel like you'd see a lot more fantasy than you originally associated with fantasy, because I feel like they do a lot of fantasy within the real world, if that makes sense.
Yeah. There is, and there's, I would think I would also appreciate the all the relationships, the character development and all of that, because now I appreciate that and I look forward to that in books in general.
Which bits do you remember were cool? Silence.
Well, I need to remember.
Hemsy sits there and then just
Thing is, I can't remember because I have.
Wow, they were really, they left an impact on you, these Harry Potter books, didn't they?
Clearly not.
No.
No, the thing is that I have overlapped of all these other memories of Harry Potter now, like more recently.
Oh, so okay, that's a good point.
Because now I would have thought, yeah, I think the part where the flying motorcycle and Hagrid and comes in, and that's the first initial spot where he comes in. Is it drops off the kid? Yeah, drops off Harry.
Yeah.
To the Dursleys.
And it comes back later in the seventh book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever not finished another series of books?
Probably, but because there was like 11 and they kept pumping them out.
Like
11 books and then there was more coming.
Okay.
And then I was like, I need it
to do something else. I feel like I've consciously not, yeah, sometimes not necessarily intentionally, but definitely not finished series before.
You mean I Am Number 4?
I Am Number 4. That one barely got off the ground, did it? I've never read such trash. The problem is, it's not the story. The story was good enough, but the writing was so... I really didn't like it. Maybe I should try again this summer and see if I can get into it. But, ugh. I feel like that haunts me, that book.
It's more like a joke now.
Yeah, I feel like I have to keep it just so I have it there on my shelf. So I'm always reminded of the book I just could not finish. I think I got like maybe a third of the way
through.
It's
like The Boy Who Lived. The book I never finished.
Yeah, the book that never ended. I thought that was a really... I feel like I'm a third of the way through the book and I feel like nothing's happened thus far at all. That's the kind of book it is. I feel like you'd like it more than I would anyway. And then what was the other one? The Game of Thrones. I got like, Game of Thrones. I got halfway through the first book, I think. And then I called it quits.
Yeah, I understand.
But that was because it was so complicated.
It is a lot of characters.
I could not. I realized that by the time I would... Because I read really slowly as well. By the time I would get to the next story, I'd forgotten what happened.
Recently you asked me, like, oh, do you think, you know, I can't remember exactly what you asked me, but it kind of triggered the thought that, you know, maybe the final book of Game of Thrones might come out at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And I did find myself wondering, like, would I read it?
Would you be able to?
First of all, I don't think I could read it without rereading all the other books.
Uh-huh.
I know I really enjoyed them and I devoured them. Like, I binge read them when I got them. I think because of the... I don't know if it was because of the whole hype that occurred with the HBO series. By the way, I still haven't watched the last three episodes. So, people... Please don't spoil it for me. I'm not even sure if I want to watch it or if
just
I do
watch
want it spoiled.
You have a terrible habit of not finishing things.
It's like, I just don't want them to end. Yeah, I don't want them to disappoint me, I think.
And you've put this on me as well, because now I'm like that too. And now we don't finish any series we watch.
I hadn't realized I was doing that.
Yeah, it's you're a bad influence.
Yeah, but feel free to put the episode. I will watch it with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust you. But yeah, for the Game of Thrones one, I wonder whether... I feel like it's... I read Aragorn and Eldest when they came out. Like, I think Eldest had come out and I got both of them and I read them both and I, like, binge read them as well. And then, Brisinger, so the third book, that was the... Eldest Inheritance. I'd read like, I don't know, two or three of them. And the last one took forever to come out. And it was another complicated story, but it had less characters, so I found it easier to follow. And I could not. I remember I started reading it. I got, I think it was Brisinger. I got that one. And yeah, so I'd read Aragorn and Eldest, and I got Brisinger, which was the third book. I started reading it and I couldn't remember who half the people were or what they had done. In the end, I never finished the series until a couple of years ago when I listened to them as audiobooks while cycling. And they're great cycling audiobooks, actually. They're really good ones. Really made me want to get out on my bike so I could listen to more of it. But I remember feeling so frustrated when I picked up the Bursinger book and I started reading it, and I just didn't have the joy that I had for the first two because I was lost. Like,
yeah,
incredibly lost.
To be fair, most of the books I've, well, luckily all the series, trilogies or quadruplets, I don't know what you call them.
Quadruplets.
I've gotten into them when they've already been completed, so I haven't had, besides, I guess, not even Harry Potter. I think Harry Potter was already at six when I started reading. But I binge read the series.
Yeah.
And to the point that I don't remember the titles of the other books. It's like, I just know the first one and everything else was other chapters.
Just bigger, just long chapters.
I can't even tell you this happened in this book because for me, it's just one single story. And you're like, oh, I don't know when that happened.
I actually prefer that though. I prefer the series to be fully completed because the problem is that I don't mind the wait. Actually, the waiting for it isn't the problem, but I just can't remember it. It's not as fresh. And it's so enjoyable to just continue reading the series as it is. Like one after the other. So I feel like now this is the only way I'm going to be able to read series of books is if they are already published.
Yeah.
Because I just don't remember them. It's a problem.
Well, it's kind of what we were doing with Lucifer, which was we were holding off until, because they've only put out half the season of season five. And we were like, okay, we're not going to start watching it until we know there's the second half is coming.
Yeah.
We still didn't even keep to that. We started
and even that it is hard to, because Lucifer we'd also watch the first four series one after the other because they were all out, and then I realized now I don't remember all the storylines from season four because I catch myself going, oh yeah, that happened, or oh yeah, this happened with this person, and so on and so forth.
Now I understand why there's recaps at the beginning of episodes.
Well, it's for you to remember the important details, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, now we have the luxury of having Netflix that you can binge watch a series. But, you know, before, you know, the episode would come once a week. And sometimes you'd have to wait, you know, once the season was over, you'd have to wait months. Well, that we still have to do for the next one to come up. So there's always, if you watch it on TV, you always have the recap.
Yeah. I feel like it just works better. It's just, I don't know, it's just easier. But at the same time, it's not great for the social aspect of TV, if that makes sense, because what you do is it's either all or nothing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you either binge watch things, and even the word binge is not a positive word, is
no,
it?
No, it's like when you do with junk food.
Yeah, you just cannot stop. It's like an addiction almost. Yeah. And I realize that, you know, binge watching is also not, it's not great. I mean,
yeah. I mean, something that we've learned, I guess, also during pandemic times is a couple of things. I think we miss out on now is the buildup of expectation. It's like when something's gonna come out, like a new thing.
Or like
anticipation of anticipation. The buildup of anticipation. But also like if you watched an episode at a time, like not binge watch, then you get a chance to chat with friends and speculate and do all your fan fiction theories and that's also a part of the experience. And we don't realize that's also something that's really nice and like an added value to watching the show along with other people. But when you just watch it with yourself,
that's
just
true.
Watch it all, you don't get that part.
I think I had that the most with, like, I think that's the first time I really realized it was when we were watching Once Upon a Time, which we did binge watch. But because there's so many series, I mean, it's what, like nine? I don't remember. Maybe seven. Seven series, but because it's also based all on character, like kind of, for lack of a better word, real characters from books all intertwining in the same world, you had so much fun just trying to work out the theories and so on together. Like that was a lot of fun when we were doing it. The two of us would spend, sometimes we'd go to bed and we'd be like, huh, do you think this was this? Or like, I bet this person's going to show up at some point.
Ursula's going to come? Yeah. Could that be Cruella? Because obviously we're fans of the villains.
Yeah, the villains were the best.
But I think a lot of it is because you already have that back knowledge, that backup, what do you call it? Like that history with the stories, right? So you can speculate a bit and see what...
Which is also why...
I mean, Once Upon a Time is basically fan fiction itself.
Basically, isn't it?
It's like spin-offs off the stories already.
Yeah, it is kind of fan fiction, isn't it? Because it's kind of like, someone's taken these characters and run with it. Which is also, I think, why Fantastic Beasts is so fun. Because it's a world you already know through the canon part of Harry Potter, and through the books and through the films. But it's a very different aspect of it. So you're almost like you're attuned to some of the big people of importance. You're attuned to like the etiquette of the world and what you expect of them, whether it's to wear robes or whether it's to, you know, use their wands or like all this.
What are the rules?
Yeah, this is already like pre-programmed in you.
Yeah.
So everything they add just has this extra kind of fun factor of, oh, wait, is this could this person be linked to this person? Like, that's the same name. Wait, this is Nicholas Flamel? We've heard so much about him in the other, you know, in the books, but we never met him.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of, I think that's something that's really enjoyable about Fantastic Beasts is that you get to basically
experience the things you never thought you would.
Yeah. And actually, there's an interesting talking point because this is exactly what Disney Plus is.
Now, I was just now thinking that,
expanding into do exactly that, but to a whole new level.
It's like on steroids for multiple worlds.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it would make it very, very addictive. Which is, you know, which is kind of cool that, you know, I mean, you, it would mean you'd enjoy. I mean, I know WandaVision has got, WandaVision was one of the first, I think it's the first Avengers TV series to come out and has proven hugely popular. They're not exactly sure, but they reckon it has more views in January or in February than in January than Bridgerton had on Netflix, which is Netflix's highest ever
watched
TV original TV series. So you're like, yeah, it's and you could, like I know how enjoyable I found all the, I mean, that's Avengers is exactly the same thing again, isn't it? It's just different, I guess, different characters in very different parts of the world / different worlds. And then Avengers just combines it.
Yeah.
Does exactly the same thing as Once Upon a Time does and as Fantastic Beasts does. It takes worlds that you already know and merges them together, which also allows you to spot Easter eggs and see crossovers. It's also why I love the CW verse, stupid name, which is where the Flash and Legends of Tomorrow and all these characters are as well. But they're doing WandaVision, Black Widow, Loki, like all of these series, and then the Star Wars ones. How many Star Wars? There's meant to be like 10 new Star Wars shows coming.
Yeah.
And Star Wars is clever, I think, because Star Wars is terrible storytelling. It's the original version.
Yeah.
But really cool worlds.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're taking the best part of Star Wars and then probably just improving it, in my humble opinion.
I certainly hope so.
But I wonder whether this is a, I wonder whether this is a good thing or a bad thing for entertainment as a whole.
Well, what I'm curious is, at some, can it run dry?
Well, can you get bored of it?
Because I think, if you think about it, as Star Wars and like the CW universe, they're based off comics that, you know, lots of the adults saw when they were kids, when they were teenagers. But does that mean that the new generation of kids and teenagers will be also hooked on these storylines? Because I wonder if, maybe we don't know about it, but there's like other stories, other cartoons out there that are starting to build up, and that, you know, the longevity of the Star Wars world and the Harry Potter world, like it's I'm curious if it's limited, or if will it die out, or will it just keep regenerating itself?
I mean, considering when did Star Wars come out originally?
In the 70s.
This is a long time ago, considering.
But the thing is, with technology and with our ravenous need for media, I feel like it's forcing all these production companies to just pump out more and more content.
Yeah, like, which I think the problem is that benefits Disney because they have the manpower and the money for it, but you know, no one else necessarily. I think what I would be afraid of is that it would, that we would then have, I guess, very high expectations for anything coming out, because we'll be so used to be kind of so deeply entwined with, you know, the Star Wars, you know, all these world stories.
Yeah.
So whether it's Star Wars or the Avengers or Harry Potter or the likes, that we'll be so used to that being the norm that it would mean that anyone coming out producing kind of a standalone movie, you know, whether it's a standalone movie or standalone TV series or a TV series just starting out,
it would just be a drop in the ocean of
it will of feel, I think you would watch it and you would feel that it's I feel like story-wise, you'd be like, oh, this is so superficial. There's no depth to these characters. Man. That's what I would be afraid of.
I can see that happening.
I think that would be something that's kind of, I think that would be a genuine fear for what could happen.
I'm a bit, I'm just imagining this. Have we just learned how to create, I mean, the fact that we use the word binge, does this mean we've learned how to produce entertainment that's as addictive as junk food is?
Oh, it could be. Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like it could very much be. Because I definitely could see myself getting completely hooked. I was so hooked on Once Upon a Time. And it wasn't because it was particularly good storytelling as per se, but it had really good intertwining.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. Kind of all these things and see kind of being able, I mean, there were definitely huge plot holes in Once Upon a Time. I mean, we spotted a few of them.
A few characters that were just dropped.
Yeah, or characters that just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Or that appeared conveniently.
And it was so easy to look over it because so much was going on.
Yeah.
Which I feel like might end up being similar for these other kind of like big.
So even though you have very shallow character development, because it's happening over such a long period of time in the sense of episodes, that you feel like they have a bigger depth than actually do.
Yeah, I wonder if that could happen. Because I feel that was kind of what happened with Once Upon a Time. I mean, all their main characters, I think, were pretty well developed. But, a lot of the side characters, which still have big, big parts over the series, kind of didn't... The backstory was minimal.
Yeah.
Or non-existent, or they just disappeared.
Well, the backstory was the fairy tale.
Yeah, which is okay, which is fine as well.
Which we already kind of know about, in a way.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to Once Upon a Time, they always twisted the fairy tales.
They
were never the original interpretation of it, which I liked as well. But I don't know, I feel like we've just created, like you said, TV that could be as addictive,
as Doritos.
As Doritos, indeed. I mean, I guess the only way to know is to actually, I guess to start would be to have Disney Plus and then to watch it and see what it's like as you slowly kind of creep back into these worlds deeper and deeper. Mandalorian's been a huge hit, hasn't it? I'm curious to watch it. It's got raving reviews.
It's just because there's a baby Yoda.
Possibly, I don't know.
It's the cuteness factor.
I don't know how, I mean, that's whoever was the artist behind baby Yoda deserves some points, because to make Yoda look cute is no mean feat.
Just give him big eyes.
Big googly
eyes. I mean, I guess Yoda had big eyes. I mean, he was a little small green fella.
Yeah. In a rubber suit.
In a what suit?
Rubber suit.
Rubber suit.
But yeah. So yeah, possibly. Anything else you want to say? I mean, we got to 23 minutes, so we could drag it out for another two, or we could wrap it up here.
I said the forbidden word, Doritos. I can only think about them.
I know,
right
it
now.
Is. It is quite addictive, isn't it?
I'm really sorry, guys, if you're now craving Doritos as well.
It sounds like a good evening. That Once Upon a Time in Doritos, it sounds excellent.
The worst part is that I eat them and I'm like, oh, delicious, and then like 5 minutes after the bag is finished, I'm like, oh, I feel ill. Where's the next bag?
Pass another bag. The joys of junk food.
It's like there's just like,
which is probably
no
what
logic.
Happens when you watch too much TV as well. You're like, you watch it for 8 hours and you're like, I feel disgusting.
Yeah.
I'll have a shower and then watch some more.
Yeah, basically. Get some food and then sit in front of the TV, eat it, and watch.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll leave you here. Let us know what you think. Let us know, what do you think will happen with all these kind of world stories? What was our word? Element.
Element.
Excellent stuff. Let us know what you think about elements. let us know what you think about Disney Plus's takeover of the entertainment world. About all these cool big world stories that are being produced. And whether you've seen Once Upon a Time. Because if you haven't, you should. of course, you can follow us on all our social platforms, which Sarah is surprisingly diligent at the moment. Where are these platforms that they can follow us on?
You can follow us on Facebook at Boredom and Quarantine and Instagram at Boredom and Quarantine Podcast. Or send us in a secretive email, which is not secretive because we know who sent it. But, it wouldn't be public. That's kind of what I want to get to.
Right.
Anyways, you can send us an email at boredomandquarantinepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you for listening, guys. We have been the...
So we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Podcast. Until soon.
Bye-bye.